Exodus chapter 31. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Look, I have called Bezalel by name, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge, and in all craftsmanship, to make designs, to work in gold and in silver, and in copper, and in lapidary work, in setting gemstones, and in wood sculpting, to make all kinds of artisanry. And as for me, look, I have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, and I have put wisdom in the heart of every skilled person, and they will make everything that I have commanded you to make. The tent of contact, and the ark for the testimony, and the atonement cover which goes on it, and all the equipment of the tent, and the table, and its equipment, and the pure lampstand, and all its equipment, and the incense altar, and the burnt offering altar, and all its equipment, and the laver, and its pedestal, and the garments for officiating, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons for officiating as priest, and the anointing oil, and the aromatic incense for the holy place. They will do according to everything that I have commanded you. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, And speak to the sons of Israel and say, You will be sure to keep my Sabbaths, for it is a sign between me and you for your generations. To know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. So you shall keep the Sabbath, for it is holy to you. He who profanes it will surely be put to death. For as for anyone who does work on it, that person will be cut off from the midst of his people. For 6 days work may be done, but on the seventh day it is a Sabbath of holy Sabbatic observance to the Lord. Anyone who does work on the Sabbath day shall surely be put to death. So the sons of Israel will keep the Sabbath, in celebrating the Sabbath, in their generations as an age-abiding covenant, between me and the sons of Israel. It is an age-abiding sign, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and the earth. Then on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Then when he had finished speaking with him on Mount Sinai, he gave Moses the two tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone, written on by the finger of God.